We interrupt our normal programming here on Press TV to cover events in southern Lebanon, a momentous day for not only Lebanese, but perhaps for all Palestinians all around the world. The momentous day, of course, the prisoner swap, bodies, remains of Palestinian prisoners, five Lebanese prisoners swapped for the bodies of two Israeli soldiers. You're watching pictures there from Nagoura in southern Lebanon, where the bodies are in those trucks, I believe. As you can see on the screen there, seven Hezbollah soldier bodies have been handed over to Lebanon. While there has been much cheering and celebration, of course, many viewers perhaps will remember that there are still between 9,000 and 10,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, perhaps up to 1,000 Palestinian children in Israeli jails. Nevertheless, Sheikh Nasrallah of Hezbollah told his movement back in 2006 that one day these prisoners would be released. And of course, the prisoner who has served the longest in Israeli jails, the Hezbollah leader said one day he would be freed. And after negotiations, it's finally come to pass. You're watching pictures there on the border, which have been carried on quite a bit of international media today. Most international TV stations and media focusing on the two dead Israeli soldiers. In return for releasing the five men, Israel recovered those two bodies. I understand that DNA testing is still going on. Very little from Israeli politicians in the way of remarks on this prisoner swap. Many analysts believe it's a failure for Israel and a defeat for Israel. So perhaps that would account for the tone in the Israeli media. The Prime Minister of Israel, of course, currently facing corruption allegations, and he would, of course, have to resign if those corruption allegations lead to a conviction for bribery. He's the Israeli Prime Minister alleged to have taken tens of thousands of dollars from an American businessman. It was back in June that Syed Hassan Nasrallah said that the Lebanese prisoners would come home. At the time, many analysts, perhaps especially in the West, did not believe him. Israeli Prime Minister Olmert described Samir Kuntar, who was sentenced to 542 years in prison back in some 30 years ago, around 30 years ago. Olmert said that Kuntar was a bargaining chip for the fate of the Israeli airman Rod Arad. But no word on Ron Arad, and Sheikh Nasrallah said that Arad was not involved as part of the negotiations in this particular prisoner swap. Israel is also handing over the bodies of 200 Arabs killed while fighting for the Palestinians. And so we're watching these scenes from southern Lebanon. And Israel reportedly, as you can see on the screen, trying to identify the dead soldiers' bodies. Of course, Israel had been talking about Gilad Shalit. Shalit also has nothing to do with this particular prisoner deal. The two soldiers concerned here include Shlomo Goldwasser. Of course, Lebanon back in 2006 was victorious against Israel when Israel tried to strike at Lebanon. So many analysts seeing a weakened Israeli government and a strengthening Hezbollah, simultaneously a shaky ceasefire deal in the south in Gaza still continuing. That was negotiated recently. So some degree of hope, but we also must remember that perhaps up to 10,000 Palestinian prisoners remain in prison. And some analysts also talking about the fact that Israel could use today's celebrations as a cover for more settlement building, because there has been no let up in the settlement building, illegal settlement building, even criticized by Israel's biggest ally, the United States. But Israel has not been listening, Israeli government not listening. It's been a hard week also in Israel's financial markets. The Tel Aviv Stock Exchange falling, Israel's economy, of course, hugely subsidized by the United States, not only in military technology, but also the economy itself, basically subsidized by the United States. And as I said, the media, especially in the United States, focusing much more on the two Israeli soldiers rather than anything particularly about the return of all the remnants of those 200 pro-Palestinian, well, martyrs, as they're called, Palestinian martyrs. Ehud Goldwasser's father hit out at Hassan Nasrallah, but little that he can do now, as this is seen so widely as a victory for the Hezbollah movement. Of course, simultaneously, Lebanese politics has been transformed over the past few months. They spent so long trying to organize a cabinet, and finally today the cabinet is due to be sworn in. Hezbollah will hold a veto power over cabinet decisions in the cabinet that was finally agreed with Fuad Siniora as premier. So to remind you, you're watching pictures from Nagoura on the Lebanon border, South Lebanon. And in these caskets, presumably, are the remnants of